Egen hejning på jorden.
And we would like to thank you before anything else for enabling us to have such a wonderful meeting last time. And we do hope that the lady has now a much greater peace of mind after having been here.
I hope that you all have realized by now the purpose of her coming to you.
Yes. And I beg your pardon, continue please.
It was important that some within the room realize how insignificant time is, and also the purpose of showing to you that part of that soul had now gone forward into a later time. I do hope that you understood what it was about.
Yes, I think we did. And we found it extremely interesting. Particularly the fact, as she mentioned, that she and her son had both dual lives, if I can use that expression, and had been back here or are back here.
This is what I wish you to try to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Please forget about yourselves as an individual item. You are so much more. I want you all to realize that each one of you here is just a spark of your whole soul.
Yes. I think we are slowly beginning to realize that. It's difficult for us, of course, to understand it, but gradually I think the realization is taking shape in our minds that we do have to recognize ourselves as a multiple personality.
That is what I am endeavoring to teach you.
Okay.
As well as you well know how powerful your minds are.
Yes.
This too I have stressed on numerous occasions. But it is an important teaching. And I hope that you can gather it to yourselves to try to understand.
Yes, as I say, I think it is slowly sinking in. Has anybody any particular question on that before we go further? You're beginning to understand the immensity of us as individuals, but being not individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult to assimilate. But I think the description of the facets of a diamond is the most apt. You can consider yourself as a diamond with the many facets also existing, and existing in their own right, in addition to forming the whole.
Or try to to imagine yourselves within a pool of water, that each lifetime, if you like, can be encapsulated within one bubble. But when the bubble disperses, you are still part of the pool of water. Can you see?
Yes, that's a much better description.
Although, as a bubble, you are separate, you might think. When it is dispersed, then you become the whole. Can you see?
Yes, I think we can. And of course it is indicated in the Bible, isn't it? When it is said that as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Yes, we have spoken briefly. You are, you have been, you will, all are one. Mm-hmm. There can be no separation. I know this is difficult for you all to take upon yourselves, but if you understand just a little of what I bring to you, then indeed my heart is full. I would wish to say to you something else before we continue. That so often I hear many, many of you upon this earth plane who suffer because of the state of your heart. I would say to you, my dear friends, I would say this to you. Before you can change anything within your world, firstly, look to change your minds about your world. Do you understand what I am telling you? Can you understand?
Yes, I think we've got the, what you are suggesting is that we have to have a completely different outlook about the world.
Yes.
Stop being so materialistic.
Yes, and also too judgmental on what is happening.
Yes.
Firstly, I believe you have a saying, put your own house in order.
You're quite right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Please always keep this within your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not want to take up all of this meeting time because we wish to use others this time.
Yes.
So, if you have questions for me, I will be happy to speak.
Thank you. Yes, I have one I've been wanting to ask. It is a controversial subject again, of course. During the Exodus out of Egypt, of the Israelites, the Bible has the story of the parting of the waters of the Red Sea. Well, I can't say how that could have been done as written in the Bible by Moses ordaining it as instructed. Would it in some case have been, in some way, have been the power of thought again, which created the waters to part, if they did part?
I will speak upon this matter.
Thank you.
Of course, the waters did not bite physically.
No.
No. It was written symbolically by those people who put pen to paper.
Mm-hmm.
It, of course, indicated that those peoples, as you say, had the seas parted to save them. It meant only that good always will come to the fore. That is the true meaning of this story. It is symbolic only.
I see.
It has nothing to do with the power of the thought. Remember what I told you when we spoke before about many stories within your Christian Bible. All of them, I beg your pardon, some of them are man-made to suit the times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this always when you are making judgments. Hold always within your minds that all that you read have been written by others, that it has been interpreted for their benefit and not for the good of all. You understand?
Right. Yes. 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 That point.
It was a symbolic story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Are you happy?
Oh, yes, yes, because I didn't see the possibility. Well, I knew it would be an impossibility for the waters to be parted as written in the Bible, but I wondered what the other explanation was. Now, as you say, it is purely symbolical.
But let me say this to you, my dear friend. I am happy that you are beginning to realize that the power of thought has played such a great part within your earthly history.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy that you are recognizing this, and I thank you for your questions upon these matters. It helps you as it helps us to clarify all of these things.
Yes. And would I be right in presuming that the power of thought was operative when Jesus walked upon the waters?
Now we are speaking upon a different matter.
Mm-hmm.
We now are speaking about a master who was capable of doing such a thing.
Yes, I thought perhaps that was so.
Yes, now we are on two different matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that this did indeed happen.
Yes, I've always been able to accept that.
You must remember that this man, although he walked upon the earth, he was indeed a master come to help in those troubled times.
Mm-hmm.
Do not doubt that he did exist. Do not doubt that what you call miracles of those times, that most of it did take place, but not as it was written.
Yeah.
A lot of it is symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
You have to interpret that book as such.
Good.
You have to look at it from the viewpoint of spiritual happenings,
mm-hmm,
and not earthly ones.
Yes. Yes, it's difficult to do that sometimes, but I quite see what you mean.
Yes. Always look upon these books as spiritual happenings against the earthly occurrences. And then may, and I say may reservedly, you may begin to see the full picture.
Thank you very much for that explanation.
Now, before I leave you this time, I would like to say to you all that I will have to withdraw from you until such time as you have celebrated your holiday time.
That's disappointing.
Do not be disappointed, my friend. I intend to return, but I have to attend to many matters, and so I do need to leave you for this short time.
Yes, I quite understand, but we look forward so much to your visits that we tend to be greedy for your company.
I appreciate the kindness of your words, but I will be with you all. Do not fear.
Good.
And although it may seem to you sometime, remember what my opening words were. That time means little.
Good. So, yes, we mustn't be selfish.
So I do assure you I will return.
Good.
But be assured, all of you, that your meetings will not be without events.
Well, thank you. And I'm sure you'll be able to do some of the others.
Yes, but I want to say to this lady.
Yes.
Of course.
Margaret.
She has been feeling so tired this week. Yes. Don't be concerned.
Thank you very much.
We are helping you.
Thank you.
Now, I leave you with my blessings until the time comes for us to meet.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the help you are giving me. I must say that before you go.
I do not need words of thanks. You know, my dear friends, all of you, that when you need me most, I will try to help you.
I certainly do.
May our great Creator dwell within all of your hearts. May He help you to see through those eyes. May He help you to find goodness in your daily life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you.